Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and I am back here for the challenge finale exit interviews. And don't worry, I'm here, didn't leave, okay? I've made it through. I'm going to make it through this podcast, I promise you that. We have some challenge exit interviews for you here today. After that wild challenge finale, people really could not believe what had happened. Basically, we ended up with our two winners, who are the only two people to make it to the end. And we're going to hear from them in just a couple of moments. And of course, that's going to be Danny McRae and Sarah Lucina. And they're going to join us here as one of the three groups that we are going to talk to today. Unfortunately, we are not going to talk to everybody. That was part of the finale. Tyson, Angela, Dominic, Kayla, we were told, were not available for press today. I'm sure for various reasons that they did not want to talk today, not just to me, but across the board. So they will not be part of the CBS press circuit. I will be trying to get together with Tyson sometime next week, and hopefully we will have that for you. I know for a fact that Tyson is traveling today, and so he was not able to make the CBS appointed press time today. So we will hope to catch up with Tyson soon. Of course, if you want to hear from Tyson, you can of course check out his podcast on The Ringer, talking about everything from this finale and all season long on his Ringer podcast, breaking down the challenge. Brian Cohen will join me for the first couple of interviews today. Of course, Brian and Allie have a full recap of the challenge finale. They were beside themselves, as were a lot of the viewers. You definitely want to hear all of their grievances with the challenge finale in our challenge wrap-up feed. That's at robiswebsite.com/challenge feed. For that, we will kick things off in this podcast today. Danny and Sarah are going to be up first. Then we are going to hear from Desi and Alyssa. And then we'll have a third interview that is going to be with Ben, Enzo, and Justine. That's all going to be here in this podcast. Full video will be available on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Without further ado, let me bring in our interview with the winners of the Challenge USA. That's Danny and Sarah. Hey, Danny. Hey, Sarah. Rob and Brian here for RHAP. First off, congratulations to you both on the big win. It was certainly a wild finale that we all watched last night. I guess, Sarah, can we start with what was the feeling for you to, I guess you had thought that you lost. They tell you you are the winner of the show.
Right. That's the second time this week that that's happened. Remember?
People don't want to hear about that.
I beat Rob in fantasy football earlier this week. But anyway, it's unbelievable. Like, I was devastated getting to the top and thinking like that I let this slip through. And, I was proud of myself for finishing, but it wasn't the ultimate what I wanted. And then to find out, I'm like, it was insane. Like, I literally, both Danny and I couldn't believe we were the only two to finish. We're like, what is going on?
We were too. That was wild. Yeah.
What was the vibe when you regrouped with everyone else? Like you're leaving. What was the conversation that you all had about what went down? Like, what was the vibe amongst all the other finalists?
Well, I mean, as the winners, you know, we got to kind of see and kind of ask them, hey, so what happened to you guys? Because we were able to get it done. So why weren't you? And to hear the stories that kind of went on, especially with Kayla, what they didn't show is the story I got was she was hypothermic at the time, and she had to be put into an ambulance, and she was really cold. So she didn't want to quit. I think her body just gave out on her. And that just kind of explained to us like, oh, you know, we finished, but it was really cold at that point. So kind of helped us understand like why people weren't able to finish and why they, you know, tapped out.
You know, we saw so many people drop off towards the end of the final leg. That for either of you, did either of you have a moment when you were close to also tapping out?
Nah.
No. I mean, maybe not Danny, but yeah, I think it's normal though to feel that, like, when we were in the swim, I had a moment of panic also. I mean, the waves were huge and they were hitting us in the face and whatnot. And it can be scary out there. I'm not a great swimmer. So, I mean, I wasn't going to quit, but there are definite like doubtful situations where you're like, can I do this? And, but it's working through those and not giving up is how you end up being successful, is because if you do quit, then you can't win. And so you have to figure a way to work through those doubts. And so Danny, if you ever have a doubt, you can work through it, buddy.
Listen, I always like to brag about I was playing for the Cowboys 2014. We went to go play the Chicago Bears, coldest game that I've ever been a part of, negative 10 degrees. We're out there for 4 hours, negative 10 degrees. So if it ain't worse than that, then I'm able to complete it. So shout out to the Bears.
So Danny, it seemed like you obviously saved your best performance for the final. Was there any part of you that was trying to like play down your abilities? Obviously you're coming in as a huge target for an NFL player. It's hard to like to play down your threat level, but were you going a little easy in the beginning to not create such a larger target on yourself?
No, I wouldn't say it's going easy. I think you just have to understand where you are in the game, who your partners are at a certain time, what your best skills are. I know I'm not a great swimmer, so when I see something that has to do with swimming, I'm like, don't come in last, depending on your relationships. When I see something where I'm saying I'm going to be able to run, that's the one you have to go hard on. Unfortunately, the one that Kylan won where he was able to run, I was up on the balance beam, right? So I'm like, I'll get another shot eventually. So not panicking, but I knew my time would come.
I want to ask you both about one of the controversial moments from the episode. So Angela, she's solo for the overnight leg. She says, okay, I'm going to go opt out. I'm going to go go to sleep. They wake up and they tell her she's out, of course. Did either of you have strong feelings on whether or not that was a fair decision? Because there's been a lot of people talking about that this morning.
Well, yeah. So if she actually didn't say I'm going to opt out, she says I quit. Like when you watch her, she goes in the tent, like they put the words at the bottom of her saying I quit. So, but anyway, no, I think we all knew, like there's a sign that says the task at hand. And when she decided to opt out, I went and read the sign and it says that you have to move this dirt in order to get these bags or the combination to unlock these bags. And you have to have those bags to continue. And so I'm like, well, that's like your key to start your car. If you don't get your key to start your car ain't going anywhere. So, you know, and then especially like Desi and Enzo didn't get to opt out of the swim. Kayla couldn't just come in last on the food. She still had to eat it all. So it's, I mean, we've all seen the show. You have to participate.
Sorry. Go ahead, Danny.
I don't feel strongly about it. You know, listen, at the end of the day, it helped us out. It put more money back in the pot. So whatever rule they came up with worked out for me. So I'm all right with it. Mm-hmm. You want to go to this is a miscalculation.
Yeah. Yeah, Sarah. So we saw a lot of the time, a lot of the strong people wanting to work together. And it was surprising me that you and Angela just could never get on the same page as two of the strongest females in the house. Why do you think you two kept butting heads and really couldn't come together as two of the strongest women to push each other to the end? What went wrong with your two's relationship?
Right. So I was working with her. Angela and I were super close until Tyson and Cash threw me into the elimination. And after that, it's like, you know, where do we go from here? So yeah, I did. I felt like me, Angela, Tyson, Ben, and Kylan, we had a group that we called the core and we all wanted to go to the end and have the strong people there. But, you know, then they turned on me. And so I guess, you know, somehow it winds up like, it's Sarah not wanting to work with Angela or Tyson when in reality you guys are the ones that turned on me. I didn't turn on y'all.
Danny, it was a big part of your story this season, how much you brought Kiki into things. I think everybody liked, of course, getting to see her finally in the finale. How has all of this fame gone to Kiki's head? And with Rex Ryan on The Amazing Race this season, is that what's next for you two?
No, Kiki's not a competitor like me. But she is enjoying the extra attention. She enjoys it. She's a super fan. So just for her to be a part of the show, she's been, you know, through the roof about it. So I'm super happy and excited for her. But no big head. But she does want to talk to TJ.
Okay. Danny, any thoughts of trying to craft together your highlights from this season and, you know, sending around to some NFL teams? You got to get a little comeback tour started. You got a big win here. You obviously still got it. Any NFL teams might come calling?
Let me tell you something. For as hard as the challenge was, it has nothing on playing the game of football in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Okay. So you two are the winners here of Challenge USA. It's been talked about how, okay, this is just the qualifier for the Challenge World Championships. That are both of you committed to participating in the World Challenge at some point?
I am. I believe, sirs. I want to speak.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been working out together, sharing our workouts to make sure that we're prepared and ready to go.
Okay.
Who do you want to join you? Who would be your top two if you had to make sure like these two people come along? Who do you want to join the Team USA?
From our season?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for me, I would probably say Tyson on the men's side. And it's a kind of a toss up between Desi and Angela on the women's side. And Justine. The women's side was so strong. It's just it's difficult to pick one of those. But, you know, Tyson on the men's side for sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I'll work with anybody on any show as long as we have the common goal of winning and you know, we can accomplish that. It's okay if we don't talk outside the show, but let's go in there and just whoop up.
Okay. All right. Congratulations again to both of you on a job well done and all the best outside the show. Okay.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Okay.
Thanks,
Sean. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. That is Danny and Sarah, the winners of Challenge USA. Very excited for the both of them to go on and win. Sarah rubbing it in my face about how she happened to squeak out a win in the Survivor Fantasy Football League that Dominic Abate runs, where going into Monday night, ESPN says, oh, Rob, you have an 86% chance with Sarah Lacine, only has a 14% chance to win. I was counting my chickens before they hatched, and stupid Jerry Judy got like 30 points on a broken tackle because Seahawks can't cover. But that's another story for another day. All right. We've got more exit interviews here to come. We're going to be hearing from Desi and from Alyssa up next. They are going to talk about everything that's going on. Brian will be back with me for that interview. Here comes Desi and Alyssa. Hey, Desi. Hey, Alyssa. This is Rob and Brian for Rob Has a Podcast. Great job on the challenge all season long. I have to start with Desi. Desi, everybody's heart went out to you after how this all came to an end for you. I don't even know what to ask other than, how are you doing now after all these months later, after having Enzo be the reason why you got eliminated?
Yeah, I mean, I'm healed sort of now. I feel like I was totally healed. I had gotten over it, so to speak, until I rewatched the episode last night. And then again, I was like, screw Enzo. So obviously devastated, like you could tell I was devastated in the moment. Like I hate that I cried so hard, but I just literally was like, I know I can win this, but now I can't. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Enzo's not my favorite person. I feel like it's a, you know, it was a pretty big different, like, I feel like without him, I would be $250,000 richer, but It is what it is.
Did you guys talk at all much after? I mean, we saw him kind of apologizing on the beach a little bit, not much, but like, what was the conversation like afterwards? Was he a little bit more apologetic when it sunk in a little bit more?
It took him a while to become more apologetic. I will say his initial reaction was just like, oh, I'm going to look like an idiot on TV. Like, that was the first thing he said to me. And I was like, who cares? Like, you created this for yourself. Like, yeah, you should look at it on TV. Days later, he did come back and apologize. He said he felt awful. But that was not his initial reaction. Like, the producer was like, what do you have to say to your partner? And that's why he came up and apologized on the beach. So yeah, it was, I feel like telling, like, I am not a quitter. At no point in my life have I like quit anything. I literally went into the final, like, if I'm not dead, I'm not going to quit. So yeah, I'm okay with Enzo. Like, we're not texting each other, but yeah, I can talk about him.
Yeah. Just one other thing on that, in the finale, it seemed uneven of like where some people, okay, you didn't do the thing, you're out. Other people, you timed out of this one. That was that frustrating to watch, to see what things that they really were very much, okay, you're out of the competition if you didn't complete this?
For me, I mean, I know Desi can relate too, because we talked about it. When Big Brother, they tell you every rule, every aspect of it. They will not start it, the competition, the challenge, until everyone knows every question's answered. A lot of the times we didn't know if there was going to be a tiebreaker. We didn't know, okay, is this allowed, but this isn't allowed. The rules are very vague. So it is upsetting that the final, they couldn't just be a little more strict when it came to the rules and the understanding. Because with the Angela situation, it's not like she would just quit. Angela is not a quitter. There was a strategic reason why. And I think if she knew she couldn't do it, she wouldn't have done that. So it is a little annoying that even for the final of a new challenge show, they couldn't get that together. So,
yeah, I would say it's frustrating, but not based upon the entire season. And our lack of clear understanding of the rules is kind of part of the course. Frustrating, but not shocking.
Yes.
Alyssa, we saw one of your big kind of things you wanted to accomplish this season was kind of proving yourself. You talked about that in the final, proving yourself after what happened with Big Brother. Do you feel you accomplished that? Do you feel like you accomplished everything you set out to do for this season?
I do. I'm really, really proud of myself. I definitely walked in feeling kind of insecure just because of my weight and my size. I didn't really know how well I was going to do. And I did every challenge. I didn't quit. I'm really proud of myself. I won an elimination when no one was really thinking me and Leo were going to win it. I feel like strategically, I was trying more as far as strategically playing the game as well. And I feel like I aligned myself when I needed to. And I am overall, as the challenge experience, really proud of myself.
Desi, I want to talk a little bit more about the episode a couple of weeks back where you had the choice of sending somebody into the elimination and you were getting a lot of pressure from people on all sides of the house. And ultimately, that was when Cash ended up going into the elimination. Can you just talk through from your perspective why that was ultimately the decision?
Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot. Obviously, I went back and forth for days until literally the last hour when I was like, okay, whatever, Danny. But the reason was so hard was because one, from probably like week two, I had this really tight alliance with Danny and Dom. Like, we called ourselves the Triple D Alliance. Like, it was never really shown on TV, but we were a super tight alliance. So when they betrayed me by like creating this alliance that I was supposed to be a part of with Alyssa and Angela, like, I just felt hurt and betrayed. But also truthfully, like, I feel like the Fab Five became a bigger thing than it actually was. I don't know if Alyssa can attest to this, but I feel like there was no point in the game where like Cash and I were even like really friends or really working together. And so when that Fab Five was said on the boat in that moment was the first time I had heard of the Fab Five. So Sarah saying it like, cheers to the Fab Five, and then Cash screaming Fab Five, like that was my first knowledge of the Fab Five. And so I was happy, like I was close with Justine, Kayla, Sarah, but there was never a point in the game where I was close with Cash. So I was really okay with throwing Cash in. The only reason I was so hesitant was because I felt like my two closest allies had betrayed me so deeply so far in the game. So I don't know if that like makes it make sense. And then the final part of that is like, I feel like in these like single person eliminations, the person who's the same gender as the challenger, like, it's going at a disadvantage because we don't know if we can't agree, am I going to go in or is it going to be a houseboat? It could be one or the other, but it's not worth ruffling feathers if it's going to force me to go into the elimination arena, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa, one of the more interesting dynamics coming into this season was all the BB23 people coming in, especially with your relationship with Xavier. You seemed pretty set on wanting to take him out, get a little revenge for what happened during your season. Looking back, do you think you would have had a little more success if you worked with him and like this group of people, or are you okay with like the decisions you make through this year?
I mean, I literally made it right before the final, and the only reason why I got sent in was from a one vote. So I can't say me sticking with X would have got me farther. I know going in, nobody trusted Big Brother, especially BB23, because we were the only season that just left six people. So I knew sticking with that is just going to hurt my game. And I knew out of the six, I'm at the low totem pole as far as if Tiffany had to choose between me and Azza going in, she would choose me going in. Kylan choosing between me and Tiffany, he would choose me to go in. I knew that I was at the bottom of that. So I needed to get out of that and work with people outside of that. And the only way I can make my words actually be true is showing that, hey, I'm okay with taking out one of my own. So that was kind of the strategic side of it as well. I just knew I needed to show that I'm not just BB23. And as soon as I took that shot at Xavier, I had so many more game conversations outside of Big Brother. So I do think it did help my game.
Alyssa, it was one of the most emotional parts of the episode last night when you and Angela had to go head to head in the elimination. What was that like for you having to face off against your friend Angela?
It didn't help, obviously, going against a friend and the best competitor in there. I felt very discouraged. I knew I wasn't going to win it. I mean, let's be real. I'm not going to be like, yeah, I had a chance. Like, I really didn't feel it. And then going against someone you really care about and you really want them to be there, I just don't know how to have that fire in me, I guess, when it comes to that kind of stuff. So it definitely sucked, but also I was just so happy that she got to stay. So it was like, I'm sad, but at the same time, it means Angela's not leaving. So I was just excited for her, honestly.
So we don't know yet now who will be joining the Team USA. Would either of you be open to doing it, or even more so going to the challenge proper version if you're asked to do that? Like what do you think your future with the challenge would be?
I don't think I'm going to be asked for the international one. If I was, I would have to see if the timing is right, because I do believe that would be filmed much sooner than the other ones. And I did just do two shows in 1 year. So if the timing was right, I'm definitely open to it. I never want to say no to an opportunity. And the MTV one, I mean, we didn't know this USA thing was going to be a thing. So I always said out of any show, Big Brother and The Challenge were the only ones I would do. So I would do the MTV one as well.
Yeah. And obviously I feel like at this point I need a little bit of redemption. So I'm open to whatever opportunities.
You've got a great story to come back, Desi.
Justice for Desi.
Yes, justice for Desi. Get it trending. And Desi, when you were watching how the whole, TJ's final played out, was there anything that they did that you saw that really would have been in your wheelhouse, or anything you saw that was like, actually, I'm really glad that I dodged this bullet?
I mean, I feel like I could have done well at all of those things.
Eating onions?
I actually love onions.
Wow. Okay.
And I have eaten garlic because I thought it was like good for my immune system. I've eaten whole garlic cloves. Crazy. What'd you say?
No, I do that too when I'm sick. I eat garlic.
Yeah. I just eat a garlic clove. So again, it's easy to be on this side and say like, oh, I wouldn't have quit.
Sudoku, no problem.
I'm not amazing at Sudoku, but I can do Sudoku.
Just keep your gloves on while you're doing it in the cold. Keep the gloves off.
Yeah. But I think part of that was like their gloves were soaking wet because it had been raining for 12 hours straight. Like I was literally in the hotel room like, ooh, yikes, we're still out there. And it was pouring rain for hours and hours. So in my head, I'm like, I feel like I could have done all of those things, but who knows when you add the elements and lack of proper gear and all of the things.
Has Enzo sent you a present or anything since the show?
You would think.
Flowers, yeah. An edible arrangement even, yo. Yeah.
None of the above. You know, he's from the streets, so maybe they don't send animal arrangements where he comes from. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't really heard from Enzo. Okay,
maybe it's coming. Maybe after the finale.
We left Argentina. I think that was where things ended for us.
Yes. Brian, anything else?
No, that's it. Desi, we need to get you back. It was horrific the way you went down. I'm still fuming. I was fuming the whole time. I'm fuming more now. Just, you deserve that chance. You had it. You deserved it.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel the same way, but you know, I've had more time to heal from it than you have.
Yeah. All right. Alyssa and Desi, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Alyssa and Desi talking about everything that's going on. Of course, Desi, understandably, still very upset about everything that went on, potentially costing her the victory in Challenge USA. We will hear from Enzo and from Ben. I've got one last interview segment that we were told originally that Justine was going to be a part of these exit interviews. Did not hear from her today. Not sure what the reason was. No word on that. So we will have one more set of exit interviews that Brian has to tap out and head to do some actual work at his real job later on this afternoon. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Ben and Enzo to close out our Challenge exit interview special. Hey guys, look, it's Benzo back together. Finally.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes. How are you both doing today?
Could be better. I could be better. I could definitely be better.
Enzo, well, what a dramatic moment it was in the finale last night when we saw you go out. I listened to Tyson's podcast. He talked about how rough the water was in that challenge. Do you feel like that they showed us enough of just how wild the water was that day?
I didn't watch yesterday's thing because I was just not going to die. I already lived it. I don't want to relive it. It was a bad moment for me. My worst moment of TV, whatever, of me on being on TV. That was my worst moment. So I wasn't going to rewatch that. But the water was cold. The water was, I wish it was calm because I think I would have finished it if it was calm. But I think just being choppy as it was hard for me to catch my breath a lot. And I think that's when the panic started to settle in. But no excuses. I got to get that done. I got a partner there in Desi who's a beast. I got to do it. I got to do it for her. And like I said, I broke her heart. And yo, I got to wear that on my sleeve now. And I think about this shit every day. It bothers me every day that I did that to her. And I got to live with it now, man.
And so where do things stand with you and Desi now?
I apologize a million times for out in Argentina. And then on Instagram, I wrote her a whole big thing privately. So we're friends, but I know she wants to punch me in the face. I know she does. And I'll let her. And I'll let her if she wants. If that's what makes it better. But I know she's an awesome girl. She didn't deserve that. You know, she didn't deserve
it. It's a tough circumstance. And Ben, for you, that you go all the way out to the challenge and the TJ's final, and they tell you that you can't play. Did you have a idea that they were going to tell you at the starting line that you weren't going to be able to run the final?
No, I was really prepared to run the final. And then once TJ finally said, like, that's when, like, you know, I firmly believed that I wasn't going to be able to run the final. So I had every expectation to run it. And it was just unfortunate. But in the end, they made the right call. I was pretty screwed up.
Yeah,
I was going to go tear that thing up a lot more. And, you know, it is what it is. It's unfortunate. It's a bad break. It's fixed now. And, you know, I just be blessed and humbled.
Did you need surgery or did you just rehab?
No, I had surgery. I had surgery on my shoulder. We got a screw put in there and I had surgery on my knee as well. So yeah, I was a walking, hospital bill and they made the right call. So it's a good on them because I wouldn't have made that right, you know, the same call. So
Ben, when you watched the final back, when you saw what they did you watch it and feel like, I think I would have had it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what I do for fun, walking the mountains in the snow from hunting to camping and Sudoku is something that I enjoy on a regular basis. And eating onions and garlic is something I do on a regular basis when we go fishing. So, Yeah, it is what it is. But, you know, again, who knows what further damage the swimming part, you know, you have a life vest and whatnot. And it's, I don't know, it's unfortunate, but I'm just blessed that I got to go to see Argentina, right? Like, I've been to Fiji now, I've been to Argentina. I got to go see all the old architecture there and all the old buildings. And it was just an incredible experience. You watch Challenge, you watch Survivor, you'd be like, hey, I could do that. I want to do that. And I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to get to go and do this cool stuff that you get to see on TV, you know? And so I take everything with how the experience presents itself. And this was a great experience.
How about for you two, that it was a big moment in the season last week where then Ben, you had to make the call ultimately to send Enzo into the elimination. How are you guys doing?
I love Ben. Ben's a good, Ben's an awesome dude. I'm happy that he was there. Like I said, he was just a guy like I'd never met before, you know, a cowboy from the mountains, and me being like a city slicker from the city. And we just gelled right from the get go. My lingo, he just thought was hilarious. His stories, you know, me telling stories. So like I said, it's a game at the end. It really wasn't his call. It was Angela's call there. And I knew Angela, me and her really weren't really eye to eye in some things. So I knew I was in trouble there. But yeah, I love Ben. Me and Ben got a great relationship now. And it's, you know, we're going to have a great relationship after this too.
Yeah. I mean, I got a hat like this, right? And it was like, I show up and I'm like, okay, I got this neat hat. And I meet this guy who actually looks like he's supposed to wear this hat and talks like he's supposed to wear the hat. So we clicked from day one because of these hats. And it's a Sicilian hat. I learned that. I learned that's what it's called. Not a paperboy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you got a Sicilian hat? I'm like, all right, I got one too. And then that's it. Enzo's
it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun having Enzo there. He's a great guy. He's a good dad. And having, like, hearing his stories from where he grew up and you know, the lingo and it was hilarious to get to experience.
How about for you, Enzo, that, you know, you, if you make it through that first leg and you saw the rest of what the TJ's final ultimately turned out to be, how do you think that you would have done?
I'm upset at myself. Like I said, I think the eating, look, I'm Italian. I'm going to eat garlic. I'm going to eat onions. I could do that. Yeah. The cold, when I heard about, my brother was telling me, like, they were in, like, wet and cold and this and that. Maybe that could affect me a little bit, but I would have been happy that I was on land and I'm like, let's go. You know what I mean? So I'm upset at myself because I wanted to get to those stages and I wanted to see how I would have fared. You know what I mean? I wanted to get to that point. And look, man, I'm devastated, bro. And that's why I couldn't watch it yesterday, man. It just, it definitely, it's something that, you know, I think about it every day, Rob. I think about it every day. It eats at me every day. My brother's got to, like, walk me off the ledge, bro, because I'm just like, bro, relax. You ain't that good at swimming. Take it easy, bro. Take it easy. But, you know, it's more than that for me, you know, but I got to live with it.
Ben, we know that you had always had a very close relationship with Sarah, of course, from Winners at War. We got to see how close that you two were and coming into this season, but it seemed like that there was like a little bit of a rift that opened up the season. How are you and Sarah doing?
I mean, congratulations to her and Danny, right? I mean, it's huge for Survivor to be standing on the top of the mountain. So that's incredible. I think that, like, it just got to the point in the game where we had a play our individual game. You saw the, you know, where your alliance from relationships from past seasons actually became a detriment. You look at Big Brother, you look at Love Island and Sarah and I, and that was ended up being a target where everyone started turning on each other, right? With Alyssa and X and everything like that. And so it's just how the game, I think, had to be played. And I think as Survivor players and winners and people who want to win, we don't need to do it. I don't know how to answer that. You know, I started thinking about me and my own game and how to get myself to the end. And that's, I think, where the rift maybe came from. But good on her, though. She needed to think about her and her game and how she's going to get to the end. Like, you know what I mean? It just came to that point where you can't rely on someone during a game.
Enzo, would you be open to more challenge appearances after this?
Man, I don't feel like I'm worthy, bro, after that finale, bro. So if I would get a call back, yo, I got to work on a lot of shit, a lot of, you know, my weak points or whatever it is. But like I said, man, I take this shit to the heart, bro. You know, but again, there's a lot of things that I'm proud of, too, man. Another finals appearance, two different shows, three finals. Last Big Brother guy to survive on this one. Three elimination wins. These are not easy to come by, bro. And if you don't see that, then it's asinine, you know, but Like I said, I'm my biggest fan, but I'm my biggest critic too. What I did in the end there was just, bro, it was horrible, bro. It was horrible.
Ben, how did this experience rate against Survivor for you?
It was equally awesome, right? They're both two different games, both hard in one manner or the other. And I loved every second of it, just as I love every second being on Survivor. You know, it's they're two completely different shows, but equally as hard. And it was just, again, blessed and fortunate that I was able to go.
Okay. Any fun stories that Benzo had in the house that we didn't get to see in the TV show?
None that we want recorded.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, nice catching up with the both of you, and you know, happy to hear Benzo lives to see another day after the season. And take care outside the show. Okay.
All right, Rob. Thank you, bro.
All right. All right, everybody, there you have it. That is Benzo once again, Enzo and Ben. And, you know, for Ben, you know, you feel very badly gets that far to get to the end, only to be told he can't run in the final. So happy to hear that he's doing well. Enzo sounds like this is like very tough to live with after the show ended and how it ended for him. So definitely sympathetic to Enzo too about all of that. All right. So those are our challenge exit interviews for the finale. Of course, be sure to check out Brian and Allie and their coverage of the finale. Also, I'm sure Bryce and Wendell will be wrapping it all up over on the Purple Pants podcast. So get their take on all of that. For even more challenge coverage, I'll be together with Bryce later on Thursday for Issa Look as we preview what the new survivors are looking like in their cast photo to see who has the look to take it home. I don't know if Bryce did Issa Look for the challenge to see who is, if his predictions were accurate. I'll have to ask him about that today. Thank you so much for joining us here on the exit interviews. Thanks so much to Brian Cohen, who joined me all season long for these. He had to dip into some real work this afternoon. So thank you again to Brian, and be sure to check out everything else going on over at robiswebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.